Hello and welcome to another episode of You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at MikeMiro7 or just at Review and Roast. And we're here with Damien for the first time on this show to discuss the Supergirl Season 1, who you can find on Twitter at Damien Johnston. So as you know, all these longtime listeners, they've all been around for... We've already done the first 15. Now we're just kind of going to discuss the season as a whole and talk about what we liked and what I didn't like. I don't know about the rest of these guys, but I have some things I didn't really like. So, do you want to jump into my hatred right away, or do you want to...
Dude, settle down. This guy.
I actually wrote it down, so it's not like we have to...
Oh, I took notes.
Well, I didn't want to forget, because I'm so not ready for this right now. So I wrote
it
down.
You really want the hate to flow through you.
Oh, my God, I do. I just want to let it flow. I don't know. What do you... I know you're really big on the whole crossover issue, so why don't you... I shouldn't say issue, but, you know, the crossover episode, so...
Well, the more I was actually just looking at our site, and just the quick recap on the couple episodes before that we didn't talk about. One was the Red Kryptonite episode, and the other one was titled Manhunter, and that was the one where they... come on, Mike. Oh, nice job. That's the one where Jean kind of has his, he reflects on how he met Jeremiah Danvers and as Martian Manhunter. And they did a lot of flashbacks in that episode, which was pretty cool. I think that was the one where they were interrogating everybody. Isn't that right?
Dude, that was
months ago. It was. It was the one where, because the Red Kryptonite episode at the very end, Manhunter showed his true form, remember? And then he ended up getting taken into custody.
Correct.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
Nothing like being prepared.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, episode 17 was the Manhunter episode, which that's when they brought in Lucy and the other guy.
The old man?
No, not the old man. The guy that was friends with Hank to lead the investigation.
Right.
Remember?
No, yeah. I don't.
The Colonel. Damien, help me.
You know what? I'm so ill prepared.
Dude,
I hated
that episode. That episode's terrible. No. Anyways, so the point is, I just touching on that briefly. One, Red Kryptonite episode. I didn't want to lead the charge here.
I didn't either.
Let's just put that out there. I feel like all three of us, nobody wanted to. What's going on? I'm getting claustrophobic.
That's why I put it on you.
Anywho, so anyways, Red Kryptonite, Hank becomes the Manhunter in front of everybody, which, now do you remember, Scott, I know before we talked about, you know, Manhunter takes his form and gets beat up all the time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in this episode, he takes his form and kicks Supergirl's ass, pretty much. You know what I mean? Where everything else, it seemed like he was...
Maybe it's because they had the same training.
I don't know. Well, anywho. So the point is, he reflects on how he met Jeremiah Danvers and all of that good stuff. And then sort of has a vision that he's alive. And that leads the whole... That's where...
Search for the
Alex
father.
And Jean go on the run. And they're gone for the crossover episode.
Correct.
Basically. So that's kind of... correct is like a bad word.
Yeah.
You should hear the loop, Damien, that he made of me saying correct.
He says it a lot. So
I do say it a lot.
I just looped it for a few minutes, and we just sat here and cried like idiots. And
it's
then
pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
And now every time I say it, that's all I think about. So
you do put out a record and have the B-side be the nailed it.
It'll be him saying correct and you beatboxing.
Yeah.
Done.
So then we move to the crossover episode, which Scott has major issues with.
I do.
Take it over, Scott. Please.
All right. Well, this is, I mean, obviously Silver Banshee was quote unquote introduced a few episodes prior, but this is the one where
right, but not as for not in the form that you hate.
Right, exactly. Like right. I don't know why they dressed her up like she was trying out for Cradle of Filth, but that completely just ruined the character for me. I feel like everyone else looks so good in their forms, costumes, whatever you want to call it, and she just looked like some, you know, angsty teen on Halloween. It was bad.
No, I agree.
It was weird. It threw me off.
I think it was just more of a trying hard to keep the comic book form, which I also couldn't tell you because I'm not a Supergirl comic book collector.
I feel like you can still give her the corpsey look without making it look so stupid.
Yeah, they went overboard with the face paint. They could have just gave her a little shadow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Eh. Something. I don't know.
I like Livewire. I think she looks pretty good.
Livewire was pretty awesome.
Right. See, but and I see what you're saying is because Livewire is supposed to look that way, where Banshee is just playing dress up.
Right.
You know what
like
I mean?
You're not that weird costume has nothing to do with your powers. You know? Right. I mean, obviously it's similar for Supergirl. Like they just, you know, wanted to give her a look. And the cape is obviously for aerodynamics, so you kind of have to have that.
Naturally.
But, I mean, duh. But, I mean, everyone looks the way they're supposed to look. She just felt so out of place.
Right. But I think she, if I had to guess, and again, I don't know. Munchkin time?
Shut up.
If I had to guess, she's true to comic book form, and that's probably what they were going for, if I had to guess. The whole thing, what I really hated about that episode, personally, I mean, I love the episode. It was pretty funny. There was a lot of good stuff in it with Barry and whatnot. I just hated that they didn't even win. That was my issue. It wasn't, I don't care what everyone looks like. It was.
Speaking of win, he ruled that episode.
Oh, yeah. No, he had all the good lines, actually. Yeah. Yeah, he was doing all right. But, no, I didn't like that you had the Flash, you had Supergirl, and... You know, if it wasn't for the firemen, Supergirl would be dead right now. You know what I mean? And what was the Flash doing? He was, you know, tweeting. You know what I mean? To me, it was just, I don't know, I just thought it could have been a little better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it felt light.
Yeah, maybe like, they could have set it up a little different where they didn't just actually get their asses handed to them. You know what I mean? They just, I mean, they legit didn't even stand a chance. Like, I got these earplugs.
I don't know. I wasn't, like, the biggest fan of how the Flash got there, either. Oh, I just was going super fast and ended up in a different dimension.
Yeah, but you don't watch the Flash.
I know I don't. I know they have to tie it together somehow.
Me and Damian know what's going on right now.
I know it has to tie together somehow, but I just feel like you could have done I mean, whatever.
No, but he does do that. He's like, the whole time when he discovered that he could travel through time was legit just, whoops. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but he didn't go through time. He went.
No, and that's the same with the dimension thing. It was like, it was kind of like a not really knowing exactly what he was doing at the time and legit, whoops, like, so here I am.
I don't know. This seems cheesy.
Well, if you catch up on your TV shows, you would know what's going on right now.
I don't have TV.
Well, that's, I mean, whose fault is that?
Obama.
Yeah. I mean, I do this site. Whether I review stuff and things, but I don't have TV.
Yeah, I was a tiny bit disappointed that they weren't in the same world. Like,
yeah, I agree. Like the whole like.
Oh, now you agree? I mean, when I say it, I'm an idiot.
No. You didn't like how he got there. I'm saying that I did agree that the whole it's a different Earth, and it was pretty non-descriptive either of, you know, which one and where. I mean, the cool part was that. You know, for Barry, everything was new, like the whole, like, alien thing, like his shock and, you know.
Awe.
I was trying to think of a better word than shock and awe. I don't want to sound like Colin Powell over here. Anyways, yeah, like that whole part, and he was trying to get the selfie with the spaceship, like, there was a lot of funny parts of that. And again, like you said, Wynn was, like, hilarious with everything he was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way I was looking at it, it's more of if you have these two shows, these two characters, and you're going to do a crossover, you immediately cut down on the amount of times that can happen if they're from different dimensions. And you also now have cut out the Oliver Queen showing up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're cutting out a lot of stuff by doing it that way, and I just feel like, you know,
yeah, well,
if you're trying to take over TV the way Marvel took over the movies, you need to have them all in the same universe.
Yeah, but here's the problem, and...
Well, they're all in the same multiverse.
Well, A, that's correct. B, here's the problem. You know, you have the CW and you have CBS. I mean, you should just... You know,
yeah, and if they both want more ratings,
well, I understand that, but you should just be happy you got anything. You know what I mean. The only way to be able to do that, basically,
God, was I just realized I am the comic book nerd. That's like, well, they're doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you became me. Technically,
I guess, yeah. Touche.
Yeah, you're pretty bad at this. But no, the point is though that I didn't. What else are you going to do? They can't write them in. You know, they do the Flash and Arrow crossover. Now they, I mean, last season was like 4 or 5 times. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's almost the same show now.
You know what I mean? Which is good for Arrow because that thing fell off the wagon, but that's a different topic. But yeah, I mean, actually, man, I want to talk about Flash. Did you watch the last episode?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk about that.
Go nuts.
No, I mean, it's unimportant right now.
Squeeze it in.
No, the whole Zoom thing just really pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did all of this to get his powers to be faster than Zoom, and then what'd he do? Oh, I give up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's a dark period right now.
Oh, it's just so lame. I'm like, it's just, I'm telling you, man, I'm so sick and tired of every stupid show, movie, any Iron Man 3, Spider-Man 3, anything where... Oh, I guess Wolverine in Japan, you know, we just take his powers away for a little bit and see how that goes. Like, I didn't pay money to see Wolverine get shot in the chest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't tune in on Tuesday at 8 to watch Barry Allen walk around
with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, he knocked his coffee over. He didn't even catch it. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know what I mean? Oh, here's Spider-Man with his fucking glasses on. God, all right.
You know,
look, now I'm swearing and everything. I'm getting fired up.
Well, I mean, it's what we do.
The Iron Man. Oh, I'm just. Well, actually, Robert Downey Jr. actually did kind of pull it off though, because he's actually.
At least with him, they threw in the severe anxiety.
Yeah, well, he put some stuff. Well, his suit just broke down, but you know, you get my point though. Like, he did all of this stuff. I gotta go faster, and Wells, and this, that, and the other thing, and all of this. Finally, he's faster. He's running circles around Zoom, and then he monologues like a villain, and the guy gets away. Are you out of your effing mind right now? Like, as soon as he's standing there, like, talking, like, yeah, I caught you. Like, you're Zoom, and, like, I'm standing here, and you're standing there. And like, the whole time, he's like, yeah, I'll just take this thing off and run away. I mean, it was enough for me to, like, not watch that show for a couple of weeks.
Because they were on a break.
No, I watched the last episode. I did watch it anyways. I watched it anyways, but I was just very angry with it. I'm angry with the direction right now. Like, it's just lame. Anyways, back to Supergirl.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, well, you know, and then the chest piece, they redid that because, Scott, you saw that. You remember how he's wearing that chest piece? I forget what they call it. That thing that goes around the Flash symbol, that's the thing that helps him. It's that, darn it. Yeah, I can't remember what it is exactly, but that amplifies him. Let's just say, let's call it an amp. And they end up, like, recreating that to make it actually fit in the Flash thing that, like, hooks up. So.
Oh, a little insignia there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, but again, he's super fast, but not anymore. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't mind the you know, the moments where they show someone like without their powers, but I really didn't like the way that worked. And then when they show in that episode, I know we're gonna get off the rails here.
Mm-hmm.
When they show him in that episode in his suit, knowing he can't run fast, I was like, man, he looks kind of dumb now.
Oh yeah, like that suit. Yeah, you look like an idiot. What's the matter with you, dude?
Like, now it looks sad.
Yeah. Well, again, the whole thing was, you know, you did all of this stuff to be faster than Zoom. That was the whole point, was if I'm just faster, I can beat him. And then Zoom gets a smidge of leverage and you just give up. Like, why didn't he just run over there and beat him up? Right? I mean,
yeah, you know, I don't know.
And then And then he takes Caitlyn. I mean, it's just it's out of control right now. It's out of control. I'm not happy about it. But anyways, so the crossover episode was great. I really liked it. There was a ton of good stuff, and Calista Flockhart nailed it again. Like when she called them the good looking biracial cast from a CW show was actually pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean when I saw it, it was almost like I had to take another sip of coffee so I could spit it out. It was hilarious. Like she's actually got the best lines.
She is,
and there
awesome.
Was that other line where she tells Kara, she's like, "Oh, you know, tell Harrison Ford to stop calling me. I don't date older men, especially when they're married." Like, seriously, I was dying. She's got all the best lines, I'm telling you. She's when I first saw her, and we talked about this 100 times, in episode one, I'm like, ugh, Calista Flockhart. And now it's like, I want her to have her own spinoff show of, like, Catco. Like, she's pretty good. She's funny. I don't know. I think she's good. So, anyways, we can get back to back on track here, I guess.
We could talk about Myriad.
Yeah, we can. The whole end of the crossover episode too, that was like the whole
well, that's where you introduced
Jimmy,
to it. Yeah.
No, the Jimmy and Kara kiss.
That when he then got taken over by Myriad.
Which is just, again, super annoying to me, the whole like Supergirl has to have a boyfriend thing. It's just, I mean, I understand it and whatever. I don't. What do you think about that, Damien? I mean, are you a fan? I hate it, love it. I mean, again, it's, I don't care one way or the other. It's just, I feel like sometimes those episodes, they focus so hard on, I mean, the crossover episode was funny because of it, so I can't hate on it too much. You know, like, the best comedy of that episode was the whole, you know, picking on Jimmy Olsen because he was getting jealous of Barry, you know. So, But it's just a lot of those episodes. It seems like sometimes it's like, we have bigger problems right now, and you're like, you know, worried about what Jimmy thinks.
Right.
Trying to break
well,
up
I mean, they, you know, they put her, you know, a girl in her 20s in a world that she's still trying to fit into. And I think that's going to be, I'm not saying it's forced on her part or anything, but I think she would need something like that. That she would, you know, want that.
Right.
And of course, it's got to be proximity crush, of course, because it's a show and it's a workplace thing. But
yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it doesn't bother me. I didn't even really think about it. It just seemed real, I don't know if necessary is the word, but it just seemed like something that she would be dealing with. I mean, she's going to have, you know, agency as well, and that, you know, sexual agency, I suppose.
Right.
And that's totally fine with me. But, you know, when it is kind of being, it reminds me like how often it becomes like a distraction. Makes me think maybe you should get your, you know, shit lined up a little better here if you're
right.
Like maybe don't play it so close to the chest. Like maybe date someone who doesn't know you're a super person that's like well outside, and you can kind of get to that later.
Well, and again, see, and to me, that's 80% of the reason Arrow is going so downhill personally. Like Felicity was like one of the best characters, and now that whole thing has been going on, I hate it. I hate everything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's a show a bunch of people making really bad decisions all the time. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, it's like, dude, like how many times? The best thing about The Flash was when he was dating that cop. You know what I mean?
Who?
Everyone knows this.
Yeah, I wasn't there yet.
This is known.
Oh.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that was, see, to me, that was a smidge different because it was, like you said, kind of outside the inner circle, but she was going to be in the circle, but never got it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess she did at the end, but whatever, you get the point. It was, it was more of a, but it was, cause that show, see, I guess I'm contradicting myself because that show is all about the whole Barry and Iris thing 80% of the time, but they keep it on the back burner though. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It seems less prominent on that show than on Arrow or Supergirl, to me. I mean, maybe I'm just being critical of the other show.
Yeah, it's probably just, you know, the showrunners from that show have different things in mind. But it is there a lot.
Yeah, like in the beginning, it was cute, I guess. You know, when she was kind of just like you said, like crushing on him. But now it's like, dude, like it's almost unbelievable at this point. Like, okay, like if Supergirl came over and she's like, oh, you know, like, what? And I'd be like, yup. Like, it's super. It, like, are you joking? Like, why would you?
I almost
like,
feel
now
like
you're thinking you're,
that it's not so much the writers as it is. It's probably the networks pushing for it to keep it not nerdy, you know, which is, again, kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. She's flying around town in a cape and tights and.
Right, but they want to bring in the the non super.
I know, and you got to keep it. You got to keep it interesting for all viewers. Like I do get it. It just sometimes it seems like it's on the front end of the stove, and it's like, man, like I don't know. I don't just
the front end of the stove. That's a new one to me. I mean, I've heard back burner a million times.
Well,
this is
not on the back burner.
Oh, no, I get it.
This is the front burner.
I get it. I'm just trying to decide if I like it.
There's a back burner, and then there's the front end of the stove.
I would say try it out in conversations and see what happens.
I don't think we're going to.
We're going to throw this into the test market. Okay. Hashtag front end of the stove.
So, yeah. So, I mean, overall, I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't hate it. It's just sometimes I get a little annoyed. That's all.
Obviously.
A little.
End of 5-minute rant.
Right. Yeah, it might have been 6. So, yeah, then you get the whole... Now we're just basically at the end of the series, or season.
Well, we got Myriad.
Yeah, Myriad, and then the final episode, which is the
yeah, and, wrap-up. And again, that was another one of my, like, that's super annoying, was with Myriad, you know, Superman's coming to help, and then as soon as he gets over, you know, Capital City or whatever the hell they're in, he goes down and starts marching with the rest of them. It's like, come on, I mean, I understand you've been there longer than she has, but she's still been there long enough to still be affected. Like,
I don't know.
To me, that was really cheap. And that was a good way to get people like, oh, my God, Superman's good. And then it's like, oh.
Well, he's never going to be on the
show. Oh, I know, but quit teasing it then. You know, show them, you know, instant messaging, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's nice. See, I think, I mean, that might have been a smidge overboard, because if Superman was affected by a Myriad, in all actuality, you just tell him to go beat up Supergirl. Right?
Do they have that type of individual control?
Yeah, they did it with Alex, remember? With the Kryptonauts?
Boom, you're right.
Kryptonaut. Kryptonite.
Yeah,
that's a great band name.
Right?
Kryptonaut.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'd have had Alex and Superman beating her up. But, you know.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't think about that. That's that is kind of a bit of a hole.
Yeah, you're just going to have him marching with the lemmings. He doesn't even know how to type. Well, I guess he does. Well, everyone, remember, again, Damian, when you go back and if you ever watch the last couple episodes, remember how everyone's like a mindless drone and they're typing?
Mm-hmm.
Watch Jimmy Olsen typing.
Okay.
It's hilarious. Like, it's not even, it's... I don't know.
Almost see the head shaking back and forth and the beep, boop, beep.
Yeah, like, He's not even, like, he's literally lifting both of his hands up and down. He's not actually, like, even hitting keys. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
That's great. Because they're probably telling him, like, oh, those keys are making too much noise. You can't.
Yeah, right? Yeah. hey, take it easy. Don't pound the keys.
Oh, man. It's like that, I thought it was going to be like that CSI episode. Did you ever see that where, I didn't watch CSI, but this clip went around the internet a couple years ago. Where, like the punk rock hacker girl,
mm-hmm.
like, they're being hacked or whatever, you know, and she's, like, typing furiously. Like, I'm trying to stop it. And then a guy comes over and goes, let me help, and, like, gets on the other half of the keyboard and starts typing.
Shut up.
No, I swear to God. It's like, not only would that not work, it would be a billion times harder than one that one person do. Like, you finish the words on that side.
Don't you know how to spell? I need to look at that now.
Oh, it's great. I'm sure like I said, I got a little traction a couple years ago on as some sort of little clip.
Yeah, sometimes I notice a few of those things only because I end up watching a lot of the episodes more than once because I'll come over and watch them over here at Scott's house. So sometimes I, like, pick up on things that I didn't see the first time, and that's one of them, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I'll watch again. I'll probably watch again. I probably will sit down, actually, with my daughter and watch it because that was kind of a big motivation for me to even check it out in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, geek her up as much as I can.
Right.
So,
I mean, naturally. I mean, you want to be a good dad.
Come on. It's like I want to be able to relate to her when she's older. You know.
Well, You know, and Scott and I were talking about this before, and you obviously have two daughters or a daughter.
I have a think she's 15, 15-year-old stepdaughter, and then a 6-year-old daughter.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, we went to, obviously, you know, we went to C2E2, and we actually saw that panel, and we talked about this briefly before, but it's actually the again, I don't have a daughter.
That you know of.
Right, correct. Correct. But, you know, one of the cooler things about it is, you know, the Supergirl show is actually, as a whole, pretty positive for girls. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, again, we compared it to, you know, you have, like, Arrow, which, with the exception of Felicity, who actually is turning into a, I don't even know how to phrase this without being offensive, but, like, she's just turning into a chick, I guess. You know what I mean? Where she was super cool and laid back and blah, 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 and, you know, she got everything she wanted, and now, meh. But everyone else on that show is a drug addict or a drunk or a murderer or an assassin or looking to kill the next... You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And finally, you have somebody that's actually more of a positive thing. I mean, you do in Flash as well. Like, those, you know, the women on that show aren't out of control by any means, but they're not prominent. Not as, obviously. You know what I mean? Where on Arrow, you have, like, prominent action, you know, superhero roles played by women that are, in my opinion, not really quite a positive role model, that's all. Definitely by no means as good as Supergirl, let's just say. You know? And I think that's pretty cool. And they actually play that, they played that pretty well in the, at the Comic-Con at C2E2 with, remember they had a big long line, and we talked about this, I'll be quick, but they had a big long line of people, and it was getting time to wrap it up, and they basically told everyone, hey, sit down, and just the young girls in line, stay in line, and you guys can come ask your questions. I thought that was, still, I think that's pretty awesome.
Were there a lot of young girls there that were asking Supergirl questions?
Oh yeah, there was. I mean, at that point in time, there was only, you know, they had two lines, one on either side, and at that point there was only, you know, three or four left in line. But there was actually a pretty good mix of people. I mean, there was a couple of, like, old creeper dudes
that
were in line, like, yeah. Hey, I really like that outfit. I mean, it was semi awkward. I mean, for real, like,
oh wow.
I mean, yeah, I would have loved to ask her a question, but I didn't want to be that dude.
Yeah. Although there was one of my favorites was the one dude
that sang.
No. Oh, that was weird. Yeah. No, but there was one dude that was dressed as Green Arrow, and he's like, "Yeah, my name's Oliver. I'm from Star City or whatever." Yeah. And then he asked this question. I'm like, "All right, that was kind of funny." But I mean, just, and whatever, dude. I don't care. Like, watching these two on the panel, it was her and her sister, that Kyler Lee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are, like, so.
They were funny.
They were so, yeah, they're so good together, just, like, off stage. Like, it just made me like the show that much more.
Yeah,
like,
they were, it was pretty good.
I really kind of disappointed that you weren't able to see that. It was actually a super fun panel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool.
Yeah, like you said, though, it really does make you appreciate it more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, it was nice. And actually, that was their first panel of all time.
Yeah,
together. I think it was the first Supergirl panel, period.
Yeah.
And obviously, then being this first panel they appeared on together as well, which was actually pretty good. I mean, for the first one, I was like, man, I don't know. Like, they might not have their shtick together. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you watch, like, Bruce Campbell do a panel. Like, the guy's done them for 20 years.
It's almost
years.
Like stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, you know, hey, nice shirt. Oh, eh. Hey, boobity boppity. But no, like, you could watch Bruce Campbell do a panel, and I mean, he's like working the room, you know what I mean? He's out of control. But he's, again, been doing it 20 years. Legit, actually probably more than that. Since the invention of the panel, he's been doing them. So, I mean, so, but they were surprisingly good. Anyways, back to Supergirl show so we can get close to wrapping this up, I guess.
I know we keep mentioning the word Myriad, but have we even...
No.
I complain about Superman a little bit.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know you didn't like the fact that Max Lord was impervious and that...
Well, he wasn't impervious. He had...
Yeah,
he had
you didn't like the earrings Kat got because those kept her from being controlled. which was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought her introduction to that was really funny though. But she walks in, doesn't notice anything is different at all.
Oh yeah, I think that was the Harrison Ford line too, which was even.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Like, it was just like another day, and she's like, oh, like, you know, not a big deal.
Like if they're going to do these, you know, long episodes where like someone doesn't have a power for a day, or they're just someone's like, you know, dealing with other shit, it'd be kind of nice if there's just a long episode. If that had been just a long episode of Kat having absolutely no understanding. What's,
like, I was thinking that. I'm telling you, I was sitting there watching. And I'm like, this is amazing. You know what I mean? It's just like everyone's a mindless drone. She's like, yeah, whatevs. Like
finally, they're doing some work.
Yeah.
Like if she did like breakfast to like dinner like that like all day long.
I don't think she'd notice.
No, probably not.
It'd be like the opening sequence for Shaun of the Dead when he walks in. Oh, yeah, right. Everyone's a zombie.
Yeah. Slips on the blood. Yeah, that's actually exactly what it was.
God, I haven't watched that movie forever.
I know, I could.
So, let's see. What? Oh, you know what? And that was the...
What?
Okay, the way that they got rid of Myriad was Supergirl flew the ship up into space. Like, I'm not saying like whatever, but like, is she really gonna like just turn into nothing in space? Like, hasn't Superman been up there before?
Yeah, but I I'm not an expert. I don't know if you are, Damian, on DC's Kryptonians.
No, I can't remember. I don't know what the limitations are. I feel like for a long time that you're just kind of changing.
Well, and I know for a fact though.
I understand.
In the movies now, Superman has been in outer space. I mean, it's a fact. Like he took the missiles out there before and stuff, flew around the world to reverse time to save Lois that one time.
So theoretically, I'm right.
I mean, we're talking Christopher Reeve's time though. So I mean, I don't.
Yeah, but that's what people know. Right? You know, people don't know the books. People know the movies. The TV
I mean,
shows.
And it was a bit kooky that all of a sudden like Alex is a starship pilot.
Ah, I'm glad you brought that up because
She probably would have been trained. I don't know.
Well, there were some people. Somebody complaining about it online somewhere, and I was reading through the comments, and someone's like, "Why on earth would you think that the DEO has had this ship for the last 15 years?" And if you noticed earlier in the episode, Supergirl gave her the key to the ship, like
the remote.
Yeah, right. Like the here, beep, boop. Just remote start, and put your foot on the brake before you put it in drive. Yeah. No, but like why? I mean, it's not like the ship was broken.
No, yeah,
like,
no.
Why
yeah.
would they not have tested it out?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. But it was never.
I mean, they never alluded to the fact that she could fly it. But why would you all of a sudden jump?
Yeah,
to
why wouldn't
no way?
Somebody be able to?
I would.
Right. I mean, the key was kind of the Chekhov's gun. You know, it's the that whole, you know, if it appears in the first act, it has to be used by the third. So.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
So that part actually didn't bother me. Which, go figure.
Which is weird because everything bothers you.
Right? I can't believe she's got a blue
Johnny
nitpick
over here. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just hate you. So, what did you think about Indigo, Damian? Lover, hater? Think she looks too much like Mystique?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're right. Does look like Mystique.
I mean, well, again, everyone, you know, who knows? I mean, but how do you make an all-blue character look different than the other all-blue character? You know, that was the whole thing. Remember when, like, Red Tornado came out and they're like, oh, they copied the Vision, which was like, not really, because the Vision's supposed to be green, so if you nerds knew anything about comic books, you'd know that the Vision, the theatrical version of him probably copied Red Tornado, really, in the first place. You know, you can go on and on about it, I guess, but it's it's personal preference, I guess.
Indigo's one of those things where I was kind of watching it, and I think maybe my wife walked in the room and like walked out, and I was like, you know, she didn't say anything, and I know she wanted to.
This guy.
And I know she was going to ask if I was watching Power Rangers or something, and I was like, this is. And I was like, that and the Silver Banshee.
Leave me alone. I'm watching my shows.
Yeah. both of those costumes are probably like the two things that maybe are the closest to making me think that I am just kind of watching this Power Rangers show.
Right. Yeah.
But
like a smidge corny.
But you know, but I'm into it. I'm first of all, I never did watch Power Rangers as a kid. I kind of missed that window. I was a little too old, I think, for that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Me too.
But
I think.
But I probably would have liked it had I.
Oh, no. I mean, see, like when I was young, I think. I mean, we had more like cartoons, though, before like actually live action shows. I think the Power Rangers.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. We had Ultron.
Voltron?
Voltron, that too. What did I say?
Ultron?
God, dude, it is bad day.
Yeah, there was Voltron, and there was another one, too, that was like those.
But, yeah, I didn't watch a lot of those things, like the, you know, and I was too young. I was too young for, like, the Thunderbirds and stuff like that.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
So I didn't see that stuff either. But I'm into the Supergirl thing. I think it's awesome. And it's like, well, those are, you know, those are budget restrictions, what I'm looking at right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the costume wasn't terrible. I mean, it's just a jumpsuit. I mean,
right? But yeah.
I mean, I get it. She's blue, but she's got the, you know, whatever, the three like little
again.
Like,
I think it's
LEDs on
the
forehead.
Trying to be as close to the way they're portrayed in the comic as possible without, you know. But some of them are just gonna come off a smidge corny, I guess. I mean,
yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say, they're corny, but I still was like, yeah, that's awesome. Totally into it.
I mean, if. Again, I mean, you've seen before. I mean, they still haven't put Wolverine in a movie with his yellow suit with his big floppy face mask. You know what I mean? Like, that would look probably pretty silly if he wore that outfit.
Yeah,
I hope it happens.
No, I mean, in the comics, it looks good. I've seen some cosplay of it that is actually quite well, but I mean, for the most part, he can't just be walking around town in his spandex outfit. You know, one of the arguably toughest, meanest characters wears one of the corniest outfits there are.
Have you ever seen the comic strip Everyday Batman?
No.
I feel like there should be an Everyday Wolverine now.
Oh, is that what it is? Like,
it's just Batman.
Town,
yeah,
like, going to get
like,
coffee in a suit.
Exactly. Really? It's pretty fucking awesome.
Seems like it'd be pretty funny.
Does Wolverine's like the brown and yellow outfit or whatever, even the blue and yellow one. Mm-hmm. The little like flaps kind of up on his head. Does that hold his hair in those flaps? Is that the idea?
No, I think it's just his mask just flares out, basically. I mean
whiskers?
No. No.
Okay.
See, but then well, I've been reading the new Wolverine, which is X-23, and she wears that same outfit, but she's a girl. And it's better. Well, I mean, if you're going to wear tight spandex, me personally, I prefer to be on the female superhero. Preferably. I mean,
yeah.
It's just me. It's just what I'm
I mean, everyone in my neighborhood wears yoga pants now. That's like half a superhero outfit right
there. That's all you need. That's all you need. Yoga pants and a dream. But yeah, so anywho, Indigo, you know, in the... Side note, too, the other thing I didn't like was Martian Manhunter and Alex go back, which actually that scene with their mom was pretty good, where she was asking questions and he's like, yeah, like, I mean, I'm an alien, but I don't know all this stuff. It was pretty funny when she was asking, like, how he transforms this, that, and the other thing. But when they went back, you know, I don't think you take Alex. I mean, she was a straight-up liability, and she did end up, like... being more trouble by far.
Wait, what?
Right.
Remember, because Martian Manhunter brought Alex back, but he had to use his psychic ability to keep her in the clear.
Right.
And that actually made him less powerful. Indigo kicks his ass. Then she becomes part of the Lemmings anyways, and then they suit her up to beat up... You know what I mean? It was just like, again, a series of...
They had to, so they
decisions.
Could have that final battle, you know?
No, I understand it from that aspect. I'm just saying. It was one of those things where you're like... Dude,
but yeah, if he was, you know, I mean, he knew. He obviously was like, "Oh, this is a super bad idea." It's like,
he totally did. Yeah, he even said it. He's like, "I think that's exactly what he said." Is that this is a super bad idea? And and then he's like, "Well, you know what? Let's give it a shot, anyways." Though, you know, I'll bring you.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy too.
Yeah,
I was just
gets
like,
himself
like,
stabbed.
It's like if he had like a super dangerous job, like working on a. Freaking skyscraper or something, and his daughter wanted to come to work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey,
I guess I can hold you in one arm all day. Like, no, just don't bring her.
It only takes one hand to use a rivet.
Or
gun.
She could just go downstairs and watch from the ground. You know what I mean? Like, I just think he should have dropped Alex off at the city limits, went in there and whooped some ass, and
apparently
we wouldn't
Alex
even have had a 20th
weakness is being disappointed. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, it worked out pretty good. And again. I had some issues with that whole, like, lifting the ship up thing, too, but what are you going to do?
Well, let's hear it.
No, just, it was, again, a bit corny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That ship structure.
I mean, she obviously picked the weak point of the ship. It would have crumbled.
Just saying.
It's like the guy that tries to jack up his car on the not on the frame. You know?
Right. I mean, but I mean, if you're Supergirl, couldn't you just? I mean, you needed. Did you need every nut and bolt on that ship in outer space, or could you have just like
grabbed like, Myriad?
Yeah, and like flew, away? Flew in there, grabbed the core.
Time was ticking, man.
I'm just saying, there was. I feel like the amount of time it took her to thrust the ship, she could have. Never mind, forget it.
Maybe she didn't have the right socket wrench.
She definitely doesn't have the right wrench.
Not like she has heat vision or oh.
That's what I'm saying. She's got stuff and things.
It's more dramatic this way.
It is.
Time counts down. She almost dies where other Kryptonians have survived just fine. It's kind of weird.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know the deets on that. So.
I mean, I know it sounds like I'm being pretty crabby about this whole show right now, but overall, it is awesome, and I do thoroughly enjoy it. I have my few quirks.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, before the show.
I legit hate Game of Thrones, and I watch it every week, and I love it, but I hate every minute of it. Like, I just want to punch everybody on the show except for Peter Dinklage.
I think I talked about that with Walking Dead a couple weeks ago on the comic podcast that I watch it constantly. I probably consider it my favorite show, but I also hate it, and I wish it would stop being a show.
Right? I'm telling you, I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but it's...
I
think they're fairly. I don't watch The Walking Dead, but I. It's just that show just it's just one thing after another. It's like holy cow, man! Look at me.
I know. It'll stress you out.
I'm not even. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't.
You should see the gray on this guy's
head. Telling you, she's like, you know, Game of Thrones. I'm like, really? I don't have the emotional investment necessary for this right now. Like, I can't be worrying about, you know, who's going to die next, for crying out loud. And it's always the worst characters on that show are the ones that are just thriving all the time. It's like, ugh.
That's because they're the worst.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, just, yeah, anyways.
If you don't have the right attitude to survive, I mean, you're just done.
You're done.
Especially when winter comes.
Dude, you don't even know nothing about winter.
I've watched, like, the first season and a half or two seasons. Mm. What are they on now? Like seven?
Six? Six?
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah. Five or six.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. Because I think there's like two more. Or something. I don't know. Who cares? Supergirl. So I think that's that about sums it up.
Yeah. I'd say all over, all around, I'd really enjoyed the season. It's, you know, it's a little positive.
Well, I think... And is it officially season two? Yes?
I thought so.
I thought so, too.
I heard it was officially season three, yes.
No,
at this point.
Like, because I put some stuff, I shared some stuff out after we had heard it was official, but then there was, you know, people were lighting me up because it wasn't officially official, it was just sort of official, and I was pretty sure at the panel they said season two is in the bag. I was pretty sure that, you know, we heard it from...
Yeah, they're not going to have a gigantic panel and spend all that money just to not do a season two.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm pretty sure it's official, and I'm pretty excited about that. So, we'll just leave it at that. I do. I like the series more than I thought I would, and I didn't think originally that it would be better than some of the other shows that are actually out and about right now. And it is, in my opinion, actually. Especially for being CBS, I didn't think it would be a better show than Arrow, but I think Arrow shot itself in the foot a smidge, but it can come back.
Yeah, that's... I just looked up. It looks like it has not officially been announced, but people are already talking. It's like the showrunners are already talking about what's going to happen next season.
Right. I mean, how do they not? How do they not?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the ratings are pretty good. See, but, you know, these shows, these networks, you know, if it's not CSI or a reality show, they don't, you know, they ran stupid, you know, Fox ran American Idol into the ground, even when it was a terrible show and lost, you know, 80% of its ratings. And then some other shows, like, I just watched that show Second Chance, which I actually really liked, but it's, you know, bombed. But in my opinion, it was the best show Fox had, really. I mean, I don't know.
God, I don't even think I've ever heard of it. So yeah, it must have bombed.
Well, it came on after American Idol. So if you're not one of them people, which people that watch American Idol aren't necessarily fans. It's kind of a sci-fi based show. I won't get into it, but it, you know, the way they place these shows, sometimes it's like, does anybody think? Why would you put something like that after something that is for housewives? You know what I mean? Like, you're not. That'd be like putting Arrow on after American Idol. You know, it probably won't do well. I mean, although, you know, I guess chicks dig Stephen Amell, so I guess that's something. But you know what I'm saying? You know, it's, yeah. And then they moved it. Then they changed the day for that show immediately to like Friday night at 9 p.m., which, well, that's the graveyard. You know what I mean? You might as well just cancel it right now after two episodes, you know. Just one of those things, which I don't know. But I thought it was a pretty good show, and I wish they would have picked it up, but they didn't. Instead, I was looking at the list of shows like Fox Renewed, and it's just ridiculous. I don't know. Whatever. I can go on about that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's been like 10 minutes at this point, and you're talking about Fox.
Because I just hate everything. Anyway. So. But we do like Supergirl, so that's good.
Yeah.
What would you give the first season, Scott, 1 to 10?
Oh, geez. I don't know, 8. Off the top of my head, because I wasn't prepared for that part.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What? Anyways. Yeah, I'm around there. I'm more of like an 8.5-ish myself. I mean, again, I think the show could get better. I think it could get worse. So hopefully season 2 is better, which we'll see what happens. So I'm into it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'd probably say an 8 as well. Yeah. I had really low hopes for it. Like when I heard they were doing a Supergirl show, I was like, oh, of course they are. And before the first episode came on, I was just like, man, this is going to be bad. And then it was super enjoyable, and I really liked it. And like I said, I think that and Flash are like my two favorite superhero shows that are on television right now.
Yeah, right. I probably agree right now. On regular television, I mean, obviously, to me, you can't really group the Netflix Marvel shows with regular shows that air every week, I guess.
No, I don't, just because it's a totally different kind of beast.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I do think, though, they should cut these seasons in half, in my opinion. 20 episodes is a bit crazy. You know, all these shows with, you know, 23, 22 episodes. It's just it gets long. It's hard to keep track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's never a bad thing to edit, for sure.
Well, and I think in the long run, if they did that, I think they're just trying to squeeze the most out of the lemons they can. But I think if they made them shorter, they'd be easier to binge watch at a later date to keep people coming back or reintroducing fans. See, you know what I mean? It's easy. You know, season 2 of Daredevil came out. Well, there's only 10 episodes in season 1, and it's right there. Go ahead and watch it. You know, where now you're going into season. What season of this is? Is it season 3 or 2 of Flash? 3? 2? Whatever.
We're in 3 right now, I think.
But when I think so. When I wanted to catch up with Arrow, because I kind of got on the late bus on that one. You know, it took me a couple weeks. I mean, I have a job, you know, so I had to,
yeah.
I'm sitting here watching, you know, 2 episodes a night, 3 episodes a night for, you know, weeks. It's ridiculous. I mean, the show was pretty awesome. The first couple of seasons of Arrow were amazing, in my opinion, but I like Deathstroke, so he was pretty good. But anywho, I think that's enough of me rambling for right now. Anything else, Scott? Good.
No, I like totally checked out like 10 minutes ago.
you're not a good host.
You went on some epic rambles today.
I hate everything. I want to go back to sleep. I need sleepy.
All right, how about we do the Jerry Springer final thoughts and let's get out of here.
I got none. That was all mine. I just hate everything. Thank God. And stuff.
What about you, Damien? Did you number it yet?
Yeah, he said about 8.
Okay, I thought you just kept rambling over them, that's all.
Oh, no, I did. I make no mistake.
Yeah, no, I, you know, I'm, I think I'm gonna, my next little test is going to be trying to watch it with my kid and see if she gets into it. Mm. you know, I like that there's a show that has some positive, has positive role models for women who aren't just, they're not just, I mean, even though there's a lot of the Jimmy Olsen and love stuff going on in the show, there's still a lot of, you know, her making tough decisions and being tough and being tough and also being fragile at the same time in different ways. And it's good. I think, you know, the people who are writing it seem to be very thoughtful about that. And I appreciate that as a father and as someone who likes a show. I mean, I don't think just the kind of, if this show was like kind of based on the way like 50s comics for girls were.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone would appreciate that. So
no, yeah, I think you're right. I think they do it in
spare time and be baking cookies.
Yeah, it's done well for the this day and age.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's, even though she's like, you know, struggles to, you know, work out this kind of crush and relationship has with Jimmy, and then, you know, okay, there's other people this season too, but it's never, her value is never like measured against how well that is going for her, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I hope it gets a season two. It sounds like it will. Apparently Les Moonves said that he's pretty sure that all five of those superhero shows are going to get re-upped. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch Legends?
I watched the first one, and I meant to watch more. Like, I didn't have any reason not to. I think I was just getting a little fatigued by all the shows.
Yeah.
And then when I went, I hadn't been recording them or anything. When I went back to watch them, I couldn't find like the second or third online anywhere. I was like,
is that seriously the worst or what?
That's
happened to me a couple of times. Where I watched the first one or two, and then I forget to DVR them, and then you hit the button and you record like eight, so you're missing three and four or something, and you can't get them anywhere. And it's like, well, just put them on stupid Comcast or whatever.
It's on free TV anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like, I can't get caught up to watch your dumb show because you won't let me.
Especially when there's 30 episodes.
And now you're
going
to, now you're going to cancel it. Yeah. You keep five at a time in a block. And it's like, so nobody can come and start season two of Flash right now on Comcast.
Yeah,
legit.
Yeah,
that's dumb. Ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I mean you can go online and find the stuff. Somewhere.
But
it's like such a pain in the ass.
I mean, and again, I end up getting the stuff on Amazon, and I just pay 99 cents an episode. And I mean, it's dumb, but it's at least it comes in and it's clear, and you don't have to worry about. I don't know. It's just. You know,
yeah, I mean, then you're just paying for your own peace of mind. It's like, what's your time worth?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, by the time you dig it out and, you know, and I don't want to watch stuff on my laptop. You know,
laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a hobo in the gutter.
It's the way cavemen watch shows.
That's what I'm saying. What am I, an animal? All right, anyways, let's wrap this up. I'm done. I've had it with this.
Well, there you have it. That was season one of Supergirl. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find Damien at Damien Johnston. And we will hope to return with some more of this when season two starts. If not,
dig it.
Maybe we'll get these two nerds on for the Flash or Arrow or something.
Maybe we'll do some season recaps or like season after those seasons are over.
Yeah.
Whichever ones we're both caught on. You know what I mean, Damien?
Yeah, sounds good.
But I'll leave that to you two. I'll sit here and press start, but that's about it. But, yeah. So, yeah, if you enjoyed it, let us know. Head over to reviewandroast.com. You know, rate the show there. Maybe leave some comments on our Facebook. And, yeah, let's have a good week.
Facebook.